The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
We're back to drinking again here on The Last Word today. We were drinking on Tuesday with wine. We were drinking yesterday with gin and whiskey. I'm trying to hard remember all the drinking we've been doing on air this week. Today we are going for beer, but not just your ordinary commoner gardener beer. We are going for craft beer, and we are going for some expenses of Joe Donnelly from Today FM is with us, but also Susan Boyle, beer consultant and beer judge, one half of Two Sisters Brewing. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks,
and you
Matt.
Have already opened for us, Susan.
Yeah, I cracked over something really special, because I think if we're going to start this lovely session of lovely craft beers, we might as well hit it off on a good note. So each year, Fuller's Brewery bring out a vintage ale. And what they do is they feel that that's like a snapshot of that particular year. So they'll either choose a particularly popular hops from that year, or they might try a new variety of malt that they've been cultivating themselves, or maybe some even hops that they've been growing themselves. And that beer is made to last for years. So you can drink them when they're up to like 15 years old and they will still taste really remarkable. So aged beer is something that people are really starting to get into now.
Does it get better with taste in the same way wine does?
Some beers do. So when they're designed to age, they taste really good. So generally they tend to be a little higher in ABV. Hop character tends to be not as an important
ABV
part.
Being?
The alcohol in it, Matt.
Okay.
So just the level. So you're talking probably up around 8% for most of these beers. So a little bit more alcohol gives them a little bit more time to last a little bit longer.
You like your strong beers, as
I
seem to have here.
Well,
tell
it's
us
Christmas
about this
time,
when you've
isn't
opened,
it?
And do you not need to start pouring that
I
before the gas?
I do start to need pouring. Well, this one won't, it won't deteriorate too much. So it's a bottle conditioned beer.
This is a Fuller's Vintage Ale.
Yeah, and this is from 2014. So as I said, with each year, when they released first, they probably cost about €8 or €9 per bottle for 500 mils. And as they increase in age, so for each year you can probably add a tenner. So this bottle is retailing on Fuller's at the moment for €40. But the reason why we're tasting
€40
actually, yeah.
£40 sterling for a bottle of beer.
But the reason why I'm talking about this is I have found it in more than one place in Ireland selling for about €16 for two or for €9 each. So it is on the market. A couple of years ago this happened with the shipments that came into Tesco, and the 2008 was available, and it was like on the website for like crazy prices, but people were selling it for like £5.
England's
so this
loss
is something to,
okay,
to keep an eye out. Something this happens.
I'm not normally a fan of ale.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's very smooth.
Yeah, it's delicious, isn't it? It's
you
really
can taste
good.
The strength in it as well. It's got quite a kick to it. Like you'd mm-hmm. The other thing, I mean, and I would say this about all these beers, they're not sessionable, so you'd sip them over time.
This has these kind of lovely marmalade-y qualities to it. That means this bitterness comes up. Would be gorgeous with any of those kind of sticky, pudding-y kind of things, or cheese plate. So it's something that would be really, really special.
Yeah, what are the tastes of that? I would have said marmalade's a great description. Mm-hmm. I would have thought grapefruit almost.
Yeah, exactly. You get that kind of bitterness, that pithy grapefruitness. So you're getting citrus, you're getting marmalade, and then you're getting this backbone of delicious malt in
You've
it as well.
You've tasted that, Joe, as well. What do you think?
Yeah, it is. It's lovely. I'm not mad about English ales, to be honest with you. I prefer South Africa or
New
Zealand.
That's like a whole history of English
California.
Ales.
I've tried many different types. No. I actually genuinely prefer Irish hoppy ales mm-hmm. and American hoppy ales.
They'd but actually, you have an ale on the list there for so. Yeah, I've
a few of them. Good. We can. I'm going to go for Yellow Belly. They're a Wexford brewers. They're only in business a couple of years, and they've done this lovely red ale, a dark red ale. So a red ale would be like Smithwick's or whatever or Harris.
Okay, now Joe, this is no offense to the people who make this,
yeah.
but it comes in a can, a bit like the size of a can of Coke or Fanta
yeah.
or something
yeah.
like that, and. Am I wrong to be sort of a bit of a snob as to think that if I'm going
yes,
to drink my beers, it has to be out
Matt.
Of a bottle?
No, okay. I don't.
It depends on the beer.
It depends on the beer. I don't think you're quite so much wrong. I'll tell you one of the reasons, and this is just a theory Susan might know. I think mm-hmm. there's more cans now because it's easier to recycle. People are fed up going to the bottle bank. I don't know from a production point of view if it's cheaper to produce in cans, but
it's
you will see
cheaper.
You will
cheaper.
See more and more cans, especially Irish craft brewers, going for cans. And I think it's great because it is easier to recycle them.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lovely red ale, and Yellow Belly have really great artwork as well. You'll notice that about Irish craft brewers and other craft brewers. Often
distinctive
it's
packaging. To
distinctive
really
packaging. It actually,
out.
Well, it does grab the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually employ a guy called Paul Reck, who's a creative director in mm-hmm. Yellow Belly in Wexford. And he sells comics on the website as well, and t-shirts and all the rest of it. I just love
yeah.
the way it's more than just a kind of a brewery, that they really embrace the fact that it's a creative thing.
This doesn't have
thing.
A strong smell now. This doesn't have
it
a strong
yeah.
aroma as the last wonderful. Mm-hmm. That was lovely.
I
that
know,
last
you
one.
Like
well, this
Fuller's.
Is only 4.4.
The Yellow Belly are also doing a program at the moment where you can become a fan of the brewery, and then they will sell, give you a special selection of beer and a t-shirt and brand you up as well. So it's a really nice Christmas present for people to think about if you have a craft beer fan that you need to buy something lovely for.
Yeah, I think with Red Ales, they're always, if you're apprehensive, or not apprehensive, if you're not mad about craft beer or you're not sure what the buzz is, I would always say a Red Ale is a great way to get in there to try it out, because it's not especially hoppy. It doesn't have all those kind of citrus flavours. And there's a nice earthy maltiness to it, if that would be okay. The correct language
Let's
to
move
use.
On. What's your next one you want to
the
go
next
for,
one,
Susan?
I'm going to go for the Meskin Brewery Special Reserve.
This is also an ale, is it? Yes.
So this is named after, Meskin is a brewery that's named after St. Patrick's Brewer. And they've been making beer for quite a while, and then they come out with this Special Reserve at Christmas time. So again, it's made in a Belgian ale style. So we're a little bit high on the ABV. Dark, malty backbone again, which I think is just perfect for this kind
Thank
of
you.
Time of year. So this is from Meskin. Special Reserve comes in at 8.4%. So this is a bit of a sipper.
Again, they are. That's the thing. A mistake. Hops make you quite sleepy. So if you have a lot of these and you drink
them, am
I
going to fall
quickly,
to sleep?
Pretty much.
You know,
that's it. We'll put on a very long record and for the last word this evening.
Joe, we don't play music on the last word.
Well, that's going to change today. That's going to change today.
Different. So with this, you're getting these kind of burnt caramel, creme brulee kind of flavours from the malt backbone. And then you've just got this lovely kind of bright, bitter hops coming over the top of it too, which I think works really, really well.
Hmm.
What do you think of that one?
Definitely the Fuller's is still my favourite. Maybe I just have expensive
taste.
So Matt,
you asked me to start with the most expensive one.
You should have kept
totally
the best
scared
beer to last.
Yeah, I ruined your palate. Well, but I have some treats in store too.
This next one is particularly exciting. There are a pint of Guinness, a nice pint of stout. I'm sure you've had one before. There are now, especially in the past 12 months, so many different kinds of stout that are coming out by Irish craft brewers, involving various things like oatmeal and coffee and chocolate and all the rest of it. Rascals Brewing, who are a husband and wife team in Dublin, they've got a milkshake stout that's actually brewed with lactose. So it gives it that kind of milkshake taste.
I think stouts are great. I did a masterclass at Imbibe Live this year in London, just focusing on Irish stouts, because it's something that we are world renowned for.
We are,
because
the barley growing conditions in
the
Ireland
barley growing
are better
are
than any
great.
Country in Europe.
The quality of the malt is good, and we're also used to these dark beers, so we're not scared of them. And
you
we
also
make great
have that
ones.
Coming out of a tin. Now that's Guinness for years did the draft stout in a tin, and I used to remember I'd be given the job by my father of using the plunger to actually to do the
before
the widgets came in. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Again,
but this is going back to, I mean, that's just carbonated, so it doesn't have, it's not. Is it nitro, Susan, that they
You have nitrogen in the little widgets so that you get that creamy effect and the cascade falling.
What do you think?
This is lovely. This is made with chocolate from the Proper Chocolate Company.
Oh, God, you can really feel
it's really good,
off,
isn't it? And it's sweet
chocolate.
And delicious and gorgeous.
It,
it's like Willy Wonka.
Oh, my God, he's gone for it. I call it a dessert stout.
It absolutely is instant appeal. It's
a
delicious beer.
I just want to thank Stephen Street News. They're the little news agents, independent news agents down on the corner here in our Coney House, who went out of their way to get us a can of that for the review. Fair play to them. But yeah, I just think it's a there's so many lovely stouts out now that has coconut and vanilla in it, and it again it's not something you'll quaff back and go on the session with. It's just something to sit and enjoy.
You might.
I think you
might
drink a lot of it. I think because in Ireland we have
because
we have a market leader in stouts that we are associated with and we
Murphy's.
See everywhere. Yeah, exactly, Murphy's. But because of that, we know that anyone in Ireland who is a craft brewer who's making a stout is making superb stuff, because the market leaders there already,
Beamish,
so they're making really interesting things.
Was always a different type of stout, and it's many years since I've actually had a good pint of Beamish, and but Beamish had a lovely sort of coffee-ish taste off it, even back in the 1980s when I was growing up. I remember drinking a bit of it.
And what I love about drinking stouts is that they just drink so well all the way down through the glass. So as it starts to warm up, you get these roasted flavours, these chocolatey, malty notes that maybe aren't apparent when it's cold first off. So it's a really lovely drink to spend some time over as well.
Do you have a stout?
I don't. Oh, I do actually. Yes,
you do?
I have a very special stout. Though, so we're kicking up a notch with this.
This
have the
O'Hara's
Barrel Aged Stout. So their Llanfaillon is a.
Now this is a large bottle.
Drink.
It's almost looks like a bottle of wine.
No, we're 750 mils with this and a cork stopper. So it's going to take me a minute to kind of get the top off.
O'Hara's
this.
Are, I think, the oldest craft brewers in Ireland. They're Carlow based, and I think like the likes of themselves, Dungarvan and 8 Degrees in Limerick, have been around for, well, 10 years or more.
These guys have been around for 21 years.
Really?
Yeah, wow. So Harris celebrated their 20th birthday last year, and what they
you
did
didn't
for,
put a head on that.
Poor Basher. Everything
Tricky
else
customer.
Has been coming out of kegs. Is
you're
that barred. Is that nicer
Sorry,
for you?
I was a barman for 4 years of my youth. So
well, I was worried that, because this is bottle conditioned, I wasn't sure what the carbonation levels are going to be in it, so I wanted to make sure that it was going
it's
to
funny
overflow
that
first.
You were
off.
Saying about stout years ago, you know the old Guinness bottles?
Oh, yeah.
Now Diageo, Guinness have kind of remarketed those bottles as to mimic the craft beer stouts,
yes.
which don't have a widget, which
yep.
come out just in their carbonated state. And it's almost those bottles that the old fellas, so to speak, would have drank in pubs that are now being remarketed because of the rise of craft beer. It's gas,
so this
really.
Beer, the Lanfaulon, that has been aged That's in strong. Whiskey casks, yeah, it's got
yeah,
heat.
You can
so
feel
this
the
is,
strength in that.
This has got whiskey in it. It's got this smoky kind of note with it as well. This is a proper sharing, sipping, taking it nice and slowly.
The
but
whiskey,
it's a really nice...
Definitely. Sorry, you can taste
you can
the
taste
yeah,
whiskey.
It's spent about a year
yeah.
in a whiskey cask, but it's a really lovely collaboration because they use the Carlo Brewing Company, which is O'Hara's, used the whiskey casks from the Irishman, which is a brewery that's like... or a distillery, which is just down the road from them. So there's a nice kind of like Carlo affinity going on with this.
I like that.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
I still think I might prefer the Rascals milkshake.
Rascals milkshake
well,
stout. I'd still be delighted to hear
you'd
that.
Be able to drink more of the Rascals milkshake stout. This is one to just sip and to think. And this will also age really, really nicely in bottle too, like I was saying with the Fullers. So,
yeah, but hang on. Once you open the bottle, you have to drink the whole bottle, don't you?
Yes, but yes. if you were patient enough and you could hang on for a little bit longer,
well,
Matt.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
You know,
no.
best things come to those who wait.
You never think I'd drink from one end of the year to another, would you? But anyway, this week has put me back on the slippery slope.
Ah, you're not too bad. It's good quality
You'll have
stuff.
An educated palate by the end of it, Matt. It's great. It's all good stuff.
I don't think it'll be Christmas without doing a Christmas brew. A lot of the Irish craft brewers bring out special Christmas style beers and the White Hag, which is a Sligo brewery, have brought out Yule, which is a Christmas ale. That's quite strong as well, 7.2. But you'll see again, like
yeah, that's your strongest choice, I think.
It is, I think, yeah, it is. You're right. That's
I think that sometimes there's a misconception about the strength of alcohol too. Like I never really because I'm not used to generally drinking pints and pints and pints of beer. But I think this is maybe somewhat of a female thing. You get used to drinking things that are a higher ABV, and then you end up like sipping through them a little bit more.
You do, like you treat it like a glass of wine, I suppose. You know,
I have to admit now, no offense to the people from the White,
Hag. That's
you,
okay.
Don't like the smell of that.
Okay, we'll have a little blast of it. I think it's one of those ales that, again, if you're sampling...
No, that wouldn't be for me.
Right.
This is like,
okay.
I quite like it though. It's got this real fruitiness and a little bit of like kind of a confected kind of flavour. So I think it works. I think it works really quite well.
Okay, maybe actually the aftertaste coming through is nicer.
And I just love White Hag as a brewery. I think they're really inventive. Their bottle series is extraordinary.
I think
and what they're doing in Ballymote is so clever. Like, have you been down to the brewery? It's in an old car showroom, right? So you have wall to ceiling glass. It's absolutely beautiful and it's right beside the train station.
I think
it's
one
really
of the
clever.
Things you mentioned is quite interesting, that initially when I tried the milkshake stout first, I had the same reaction as you. I was like, hang on a minute, what is that? You know the way they used to say about Guinness, it's an acquired taste.
Yes.
I really do believe that.
I acquired it young though.
Yeah, we all did. I really do believe that.
Not everyone did. There's a whole thing, I mean, funny enough, because we're talking about ales and stouts, that they were very often would have been considered an older person's drink, whereas younger people
cider.
Tend to go and lager.
Yeah, lager and cider. But I think it is one of those things that after a few sips or one bottle, you kind of go, actually, I get something about that. Is it just me left with my last choice?
I have one left as well.
I have no idea how much time we spent on this, but heck, it's great. So
really
let's go for it.
Where your producer's freaking out there now, gone.
So,
we also have the very grumpy John Cadell and Nadine O'Regan coming up next.
Oh, they'll love that.
Yeah, but they'll go mad if we leave.
We'll squeeze their time.
We'll
squeeze out their time.
For something really special and worthwhile. So 8 Degrees is a brewery that have been carving out a phenomenal reputation for themselves with their wonderful use of hops and the IPAs that they've produced, which are really great. And this is a departure into a series that they've been doing where they're using Brett influence on their beers and barrel aging them. So Brett is a naturally occurring yeast that lends these kind of sour flavours to a beer. So this is going to be different to what you've tasted before. This is going to blast your palate a little bit because it's going to have this tartness but this backbone of malt as well.
Now, is this an ale rather than a lager, is it?
Yes, yeah, so when you're talking about...
Because it looks like a lager.
When you're talking about about ales and lagers, really, you're just talking about how the yeasts work. So a lager yeast likes to work at a slower, lower temperature than an ale yeast.
The process is called lagering, isn't it?
Yes,
isn't
when,
right?
When you rest it down, you let it cool and you leave it for a long time. So
lager this is yeast, orange rather than yellow, so it is closer to an ale in colour than a lager, really, isn't
well,
it?
Well, you can have lagers and ales that are similar in colour. It's really just to do with how the yeast works. Okay. So depending on how the yeast works, you get different flavours with it too, and that's why ales have different characteristics to lagers.
This is part of their Wild Ballyhoura series. Ballyhoura is the part of Limerick near Kilfinnan, which has seen a lot of social enterprise and redevelopment and economic stimulation, and 8 Degrees have been part of that.
8 Degrees. Yeah, and they, what I love about this is the freshness that they have. So it's tart, isn't it? It's got this like kind of brightness to it.
It's actually quite nice.
It is really nice. And it's
funny you say tart, I'd have said sweet.
So it kind of does both things. If you think about it, it's got the malty backbone, which is sweetness, and then it's also got this kind of tart aspect as well from the Brett. So you get this kind of little bit of funkiness that comes from the Brett.
Okay.
They've brought out two different beers. This is the Oak King. It's nice to taste it today because it's about the change in the seasons and how on the solstice, we know that we're at a point in the year where it'll now start to get brighter again. So that's when the Oak King takes over in Celtic mythology compared to the Holly King. Who came
I'm
beforehand.
Told we've gone way over time, so only time for one more.
One more for me. It's my last choice. It's Galway Bay Full Sail IPA. It is one of the best IPAs on the market. There are many, loads of great Irish breweries doing. Galway Bay have been around for a really long time. They're really successful in pub ownership. They have 11 pubs based in Galway and Dublin. They really know how to do the craft beer pub that will cater for all sorts of tastes, and they do lovely rotational beers. But their Full Sail IPA is at 5.8%, just one of the best you can buy. There are many to choose from, but it has remained a firm favourite of mine.
What do you think of this, Susan?
I like it because what I think is nice is that we've been tasting quite exceptional, unusual beers. So it's also really nice to have something that's a beer.
Yeah.
That's going to taste like
Agreed.
Beer and it's going to bring people to the side of craft beer, because what I always feel is that people can sometimes get intimidated by the flavour profiles, because we're talking about beers that have a lot of flavour and quite a bit of complexity and a little bit higher in alcohol. And that's the thing that can scare people off, and it makes them rest in their safe space for the beers that they're used to drinking. So when you find something which I almost call a gateway beer, which will happily bring people over into the side where you're supporting people who have an industry in your area, who are real live brewers, that's what I think is really important about the craft movement.
This has been a very enjoyable quarter of an hour or so, but I have to call an end to it. Thank you very much, Susan Boyle, beer consultant, beer judge from the Two Sisters Brewing, and Joe Donnelly from Today FM. Thank you very much.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.